Blog Talk Radio.
I got to let about 50 minutes tick off before it comes on. That's why I turn it on. After 50 minutes it ticked off,
loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love life is no
like it ain't no tomorrow, because there's too much hating like it ain't no tomorrow. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And perhaps you may be wondering, if you're a new caller, student with us, what are we studying? Well, we're studying the everlasting, not a old thing, but a new thing, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I know a lot of y'all are inclined to go the new way, but everything new ain't better. And everything new ain't right. And certainly in the case of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you don't need any additional. Why would he abdicate his throne to give it to a son that can't do nothing for you? And he has to do everything in the background. That doesn't stand the reason. It doesn't make very much sense to me. Abdicating my throne for the new fella that he can't save himself off the cross. Why would I abdicate my throne when I say I'm here forever? Forever and ever, ever, ever. What part of that we don't seem to understand? There ain't nothing new. We just try to apply a new thing. But the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov is what he was and was what he is, and it ain't going to change. And he don't need nobody as a support system. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That being said, we study an intensified study. We do a bird's eye view, a critical analysis, and our assessment, while leaving no stone and a leaf unturned, while crossing every T and dotting every I, to come to some firm conclusion. Is there a new thing? Or is it this thing? And we come to some conclusion in our studies. There ain't nothing new. The Most High is forever, forever, and ever, ever, ever. And you better believe it. That's why we feel that it's imperative to study him and him alone and his heritage, his nation. Because everything flow out from him, his nation, and so on and so forth. You'll find out. Because we just read yesterday in the third chapter of Isaiah. Yah says, look for him Look for your King Yahweh. But he ain't said nothing about no other fellow. He ain't said nothing about no Holy Spirit or nothing like that. So either the Most High is an old fuddy, doesn't he lose his mind every day of the week? Or he is what he is. And he says what he says, and he means exactly what he says. And we have something somebody is plagiarizing. Somebody is trying to usurp authority. Sometimes his, what does that say? They've given you, they fool you hook, line, and sinker. And it's true. So learn the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's why we're here today, to get to the bottom of that truth. And you may be asking, Yam Su, who is the we that you're making reference to? Katria from New York City and Sister Abigail from New York City. You see, they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. They don't see themselves something special. They're not looking for special accolades. They just love their folks. They love the Most High. They trying to help their people. We trying to help our people. That's all. We ain't nothing special. We don't want anything special. But we want the Most High word to get out there. And so to become crystal clear for those who have been totally confused about everything. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. And all, as always, it's good to be back. And hope everyone's doing well.
Thank you, Sister Abigail. I haven't talked. I don't know if you heard me, but I did a dog. Stop barking. I'm going to give him something to bark about. All right, sister.
Brazen, yeah, you don't know.
He ain't pray that he finna get brazed. Okay.
All right now.
No, I'm not cruel to animals, but when I tell you be quiet, I train my dogs right. When I tell you be quiet, if you ain't got something urgently needed, because I didn't already provide it for that before you came on the show. You just want to go when you want to go. You go when I tell you to go and how fast to get there. Okay? That's not abusing the animal. You don't let no animal abuse you neither. Have you ripping and running all over the place. I don't have a fat dog where leaning on the side of the wall, halfway can't bar and want me to move when he wants me to move.
No.
He can't even walk. He's so fat he's leaning against me. I don't have a dog like that. I have a working dog.
No, he gets no argument out of me when it comes to that.
Sister Abigail, some dogs so fat, they can't even walk. They're leaning on the side of the wall.
All right.
You got one of them fat dogs, Sister Abigail?
No, not the four-legged one.
I remember Katria had a cat. I don't know if Katria still got that cat. Let's ask.
I remember that cat, too.
That cat that loved to hate Katria. Katria, Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is on. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. Bless y'all, all my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May he bless you and your family, Yam Su, Sister Yehud Abia. I don't know where Sister Yehud is at. May he bless her also and her family. Y'all talk about my cat, but y'all dealing with them dogs. My cat is gone, long gone.
Yeah,
and me and her had no problem. She had a territory, she had a little space. But when she crossed me, I crossed her. You know what I'm saying? Cats got a mind of their own. You can't control cats. Can't tell a cat to sit down, roll over, or go fetch. No, cats ain't with that. No, they got their own mind.
How old is that cat?
How old was that cat?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. My wife had that cat for at least like 12, 13 years. I don't know. But it's been at least 2-3 years since she'd been gone.
Y'all gonna get another contract?
What happened?
I said, is y'all gonna get another one?
No, the cat we had, the one y'all talking about,
right?
She was so awesome, she scared all the mice out the building. Not just
right.
My apartment, but the building. The cat I had, she was a pure hunter.
Right.
And the mice, Don't want no part of that. Trust me.
So they don't even come back in the beard and peer, do the contrail?
Oh, no. She put the fear of her in them. We ain't seen one. It's been about 2 years since she left.
So she passed on.
Yeah, she's gone.
Okay.
She went back to the dust.
Okay. Well, Cartrell, Sister Abby, you asked about Sister Hootie. She gave me a call today. She's sort of like taking a sabbatical. So I guess she'll come on when she feels like it. But right now, she's taking a sabbatical. She said she had a lot of, her hands were into a lot of things as far as people in the building, helping them, and doing some volunteer work. So perhaps she will come on from time to time.
The beat goes on.
We can't stop, brother. We got to keep going. Praise y'all. Well, Cartrell, Sister Yehudi, excuse me, Sister Abby, y'all ready to get busy?
No doubt.
Get crazy. Yeah, thank you. Praise y'all. Please turn with us to Hosea chapter 4. Okay? And the Most High is still giving us a rundown on the charges against us, the indictment. Yah's charge against Israel. Hear the word of the Elohim, you children of Israel. For Yah brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. That's all of us. And he tells us what our problems are. And these are still ongoing problems. That's why we got to pray for our ancestors and us. There is no truth or mercy. Or knowledge of the Elohim in the land. You get away by swearing and lying, killing and stealing. They break all. You have nothing to restrain you. With bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn. Our land is in mourning. And everyone who dwells there will waste away. With the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Yes.
I got to stop you there.
Okay.
Because the Most High is describing what we do. Cursing,
exactly.
Lying, murder, stealing, and...
Right.
Committing adultery.
Right.
They break boundaries and bloodshed causes bloodshed. When you when you kill somebody, that blood got to be answered for. That's why America is so full of bloodshed. It
right.
says, therefore the land will mourn. That's why America is in mourning. Because
exactly.
the way America was created, they spilt blood, and blood is being shed on the land to this day. It ain't just for the Holy Land. It's for any place that you shed blood. Therefore,
exactly.
the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells in it will waste away. So we wonder why there's so much moaning and groaning in America. This land was built on blood. And the same thing
right.
that happened in the Holy Land happens in every land because the earth is the earth. It ain't just that part of the earth. It says everyone
right.
who dwells in it will waste away. People are wasting away because of the bloodshed in America. With all living things in her, even the animals of the field and the birds of the sky, yes, the fish of the sea, also die. Isn't that what we're seeing?
Exactly.
Today? And we make a reference to the Holy Land. We make it to what we see right now in the places that people live. Animals, birds, everything is dying. Why? Because man continues to shed blood. He lies, he murders, he curses, he steals. And he commits adultery.
Right.
So, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You're talking about cause and effect. People wonder why the earth is in the condition that it's in today. It's because of the actions of men.
Exactly. Truth be told. I'm glad you reiterate that and underline it, Katya, because they need to hear it again. Truth be told. And they'll hear it again from us. Praise the Most High, when opportunity presents itself. And he says in our regard, and this is how we are. And because these people are going to stop saying, now let no man contend or rebuke another. For your people are like those who contend with the priests, the Levites. Therefore, you shall stumble.
So what does that mean?
They want to argue, fuss, and fight with him. They want to argue with what he's saying about the Elohim. The priest telling what about the Elohim, they want to argue with
him. So when Yah says, let no man bring a charge, neither let any man accuse, that means we should shut our mouth because Yah is the judge. You
exactly.
can't point your finger at everybody else and talk about what they're doing. No.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man bring a charge. Because y'all brought the charges. We reading about the charges. Y'all talks about us like we a prostitute. We a whore. Y'all's bringing the charges. And you're part of the charges that he's bringing because you're part of this nation. When you start pointing your fingers at your sisters and brothers, this is what the Most High is talking about. Because it's all inclusive. When you point your finger, you point your finger at yourself. So he's telling us we're not judges of each other. Stop trying to charge and bring down and point fingers at each other. Let no man bring a charge. Neither let any man accuse. Stop accusing your brothers and sisters, because what you're accusing yourself too, because it's one nation under Yah. For your people like those who bring charges against the priest. How are you going to bring charges against the priest? The priest trying to get you straight.
Exactly. And that's why you can only bring, as far as these spiritual charges are concerned, intrinsic is the charge that the Most High put on display. Therefore, and that's against all of us. Therefore, you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night. And I will destroy your mother and my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't know the Most High. You don't study the Most High. You don't fear the Most High. And because cause and effect, domino effect, you're destroyed. You don't know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. You just do what you want to do, how you want to do, to whoever you want to do it. And because of such, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, the Most High knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, the Most High knowledge. I also will reject you for being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your Elohim. That's why. I also will forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame, and we are a shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. They look to do wrong. And it shall be like people, like priests, both the people and the priests. It ain't just the people, it's the priest too. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat, but not have enough. And we never had enough to eat in these United States of America. Not on a universal level, not only in America, but throughout this universe. We've always been shallow beddings, not on the whole. And they shall commit harm. Hmm? Go ahead, Contra.
Verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge.
They don't study.
The church says the Old Testament is done away with. That's what they tell you.
Exactly.
And that's what our people will believe. The Old Testament is gone. We in the New Testament. And you saying that means you reject knowledge.
Exactly.
You're rejecting Yah when you say the Old Testament is done away with.
Exactly.
It shows you. I will reject you. When you say the Old Testament is done away with, that means I'm rejecting you, that you may be no priest to me, which is what we're supposed to be, a priest to the Most High.
Right.
We minister to the Spirit of the Most High as a nation because you have forgotten your God's law. We rely on Christianity. We say that the Old Testament is done away with. I also will forget your children, and the evidence don't lie. The Most High has forgotten our children, which is why our children are buck wild in the streets right now.
Exactly.
As they were multiplied, so they sinned against me. Yeah, as more we flourish, the more we prosper in our captivity, the more we sin against Yah. He said, I will change their glory into shame. And yeah, we multiplying in our captivity, but how do we look in the eyes of the people?
A hot
we look
mess.
Very shameful, don't we? A hot mess.
A hot mess. Mm-hmm.
They feed, who feeds on the sin of my people? Our oppressors
mm-hmm.
feed on the sins of our people because mm-hmm. they're getting a blessing out of us, even though we're the tail and not the head, and set their heart on their iniquity. That's why we're bigging up the Bloods and the Crips and the gang bangers and the
mm-hmm.
rap, shaming our women. Yeah,
right.
We set our heart on iniquity because our
mm-hmm.
oppressors reward our iniquity.
Exactly.
It will be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and will repay them for their deeds. That's why we're still the tail in the ghettos and we haven't moved up from square one.
Exactly.
Y'all's not playing with us.
Thank you, Cartrell, for reiterating that, and because we need redundancy. We need knowledge. Thank you, brother, for giving them some knowledge of BLM. And Most High says in verse 10, they shall commit harlotry, both in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense against the Most High, and worshiping all these idols under every tree, because that's what they want. They want to turn themselves, even in their personal relationships, this is dual, and even in their spiritual relationship, as far as the Most High is concerned. But they're not
yeah,
increasing.
Yeah, so go back to verse 9.
It shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry on a physical and spiritual level, but not increase. Why? Because they have ceased obeying the Elohim. That's why we find ourselves in the boats. We find universal people. If you want to know why, this is the reason. Not because you're not voting with the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. Not because you're not marching in the Black Lives Matter movement. Not because you're not joining the LGBTQ or whatever. Not because you're not have enough money or have enough education or joining enough sororities. But all these entities that you're doing is a harlotry. Idols, idol worship. And as a result of your idol worship, your harlotry against the Most High, because they have ceased obeying the Elohim. They call the Most High a old thing. My wife said she heard a young man trying to educate someone, and he needed education for the Most High. He talking about, well, the whole Bible from Moses to Revelation, that's all. I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. And my wife said she wanted so bad to tell him, go to Hosea and read the end of it, who they should be looking for. But she, you know, she was persuaded by the Most High, don't say nothing. But she failed compelled because she said, no, I said, maybe you did the right thing. You're in a work setting. And things can get highly contested when you bring up the Most High. And so Yom Suk don't want to have to come up to the job, okay? Because somebody put their hands on Yom Suk White. So just sometimes you just got to walk away, Chuck. You just walk away. But she said she was just amazed of our lack of knowledge. I said, I'm not amazed. Only thing you have to do is go on Food Book. You'll see it. All right.
This is why this show is so valuable. This
mm-hmm.
show right here is so valuable.
It is.
There's no other teacher. There's no other camp. There's no synagogue. There's no temple. There's no place where people are gathering for information.
Right.
They're teaching like we're teaching. We've been through Genesis to where we are now, chapter by chapter. We didn't skip no chapter, did we? Huh?
Several times, gotcha. Several times.
We have not skipped
right.
a chapter, and we've thoroughly researched and diagnosed every chapter by chapter. And there's no place else on planet Earth that you're going to get that. There's no place else.
In
the teachers that teach jumping from verse to verse and chapter to chapter and book to book. No,
we take you chapter by chapter, verse by verse, meticulously, so that you get a full understanding. It says, my people die for lack of knowledge. You can't say the real talk, the real people show, to dispense the knowledge that needs to be dispensed according to the Most High. Because we don't skip nothing, do we?
No, we don't. An amazing thing about our studies, Cartrell, they talking about this whole, every time I read something, going back over, every time we do redundancy, it's just like something new that's been added on. Or something, other revelation come to your attention. That's why these studies are so needed and imperative, the redundancy of them. There's nothing stale or old about it. It's every time we go over something, it's just some, like something new. So I would strongly amaze them to get, strongly encourage them, because I'm always amazed at the redundancy of our studies. It seems like something new to do these studies with it. You'll gain some knowledge, believe you me. You'll gain some knowledge.
So y'all, so?
Yes.
You talk about Alcoholic Anonymous doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results.
Right.
You know what mastery is?
What's that, Cadre?
Doing something 10,000 times.
Right.
Then you've got it mastered. So we talk about redundancy. I haven't been through these words 10,000 times.
No,
in order to master what Yah's saying, you need to go through Yah's word 10,000 times in order to master what he's saying.
Over
so I'm just beginning my journey. And I haven't mastered it. I know a lot, but I haven't mastered it.
Dr. L, I'll be the first to admit that. And I take pleasure in becoming a master. And I never probably reach masterhood, but I make a valiant effort to, because the Most High word is the most important word in your life. What the Most High says, and if you don't see it like, if they can't see it like, I'm truly sorry for us if we can't see it like it is. You know, and the evidence don't lie, Katria. That's why you said the gangbangers, the young rappers being motivated and encouraged to denigrate our women, and they sitting there dancing, shaking their head like they retarded, and they don't even hear the words that the brothers are saying. I want you, your best friend too. I even take the poodle and the pig too. I get you all, and I pass along to my buddies. They don't even see none of that. They listen to the music, ain't hearing what these brothers are denigrating them, making them seem less than. Anybody can get up with you. Anybody can have you. And in some cases, it's true. Because they have been dumbed down, Cartrell. Dumbed down.
And when you repeat that 10,000 times, you become a fool master, a master fool. That's what you master. So we trying to master wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And it takes you going over wisdom, knowledge, and understanding 10,000 times to master it. And I'm sure people haven't mastered the Old Testament, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that's in it 10,000 times. So people would think that the Old Testament, that the words in it are not a lie. But from what we see, this is where living comes from.
Exactly.
Right?
Well,
salvation comes from. Yeah, where were
you? Yeah, Cartrell, but a fool says in heart, there is no LOM. And therein lies one of the dilemmas. Fool, there ain't no God. There ain't no God. God did. He fell off the throne. He abdicated. Hey, come on, man.
The Most High in this chapter says we have forgotten him. Mm-hmm. We have forgotten Yah.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's to our detriment that we have forgotten the Most High God, our Creator.
And then the last, our dilemma, Cartrell, there is the end result, the domino effect, the cause and effect. We're a hot mess, Cartrell, because we've forgotten the Most High. He hadn't forgotten us. We were certainly forgotten him. That's true.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you want to hide something from a Negro, you put it in a book. We don't like knowledge, discipline, and instruction. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to know what y'all are talking about. because you have rejected knowledge. I, Yah, also reject you. Because Israel, you should know about me, but you're destroyed because you don't even want to know about me, that you may be no priest to me, which is what our role is. You're supposed to be wife, priest to Yah, teach other people how to connect with the Creator. But you, because you have forgotten Yah's law, we've forgotten the codes. We don't want to follow the codes. And because we don't want to follow the codes, we've forgotten the codes. With the Most I say, I also will forget your children. So you wonder why our children are buck wild in the street, joining gang bangers and disrespecting our women. Yeah, it's because you're not teaching your children right.
Right. Well, Katria, you can't walk down P Street and it ends up Apple Street. If you're walking down P Street, and that's the street you're going to stay on, it's going to remain P Street, okay? You got to change up. You got to switch across a crossing place to get to Apple Street. You got to switch up. You got to switch up to the right thing, to the right street to be on in order to receive. But to continue walking down P Street, you're going to get to Apple Street as a foolhardy consumer. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You got to change, and you got to change for what's right in order to receive this knowledge, the knowledge of the Elohim, so your lives can improve. That is the only way our lives are going to improve, by following the Elohim, and it is what it is. And, Katria, it says the idolatry of Israel, of us, and it's a continuum, not only from our ancients. Let's look at, go in your mind that as we read and study together. It is a continuum. That's why we must pray for our ancients and pray for ourselves and stop with the idolatry. Stop with the iniquity. Because the results are going to be the same results for our ancients and for us if we don't stop. And here's the indictment. Idolatry, physical and the spiritual level, for us the Elohim is concerned, physical, for us we're concerned. We don't regard any relationships, especially the one with the Elohim. You're getting intoxicated. New drugs, new wines, oxycodone, and so on and so forth. Wine, a new way to get enslaved the heart. And that's what you do. You enslave your hearts by virtue of these wine and new wines. My people also ask counsel from their wooden idols. Imadura said,
The book is a living book.
Right.
Verse 10 says, they will eat and not have enough. That's why we obese. That's why we fat. That's why we got diabetes. Look at our people today. We eat and we don't have enough. They will play the prostitute, which is what we're doing. We in every religion that our enemy has given us and will not increase. We haven't increased since we've been in this land. We got foreigners that come here, immigrants, and they rise up above us. Because why? They have abandoned giving to Yah. We don't give to Yah. We give to Jesus and Buddha and Allah and every religion that's under the sun. Prostitution. And they ain't just talking about the women. It's talking about the men spiritually. T.D. Jake, Creflo Dollar. They're prostitutes. Wine, a new wine. Take away understanding. My people consult with wooden idols. Wooden idols. That's what we're consulting with. And answer to a stick of wood. Crazy. And these spirit of prostitution has led them astray. He ain't just talking about the women, he's talking about men, because the men are prostitutes too. You serving an idol, a stick of wood, and they have been unfaithful to the Elohim.
Right.
We've been unfaithful to Yah. Worshiping sticks, wooden idols, prostituting ourselves to foreign understanding, and we just don't get it.
Just don't get it. But unfortunately, because of that, thank you, Katria, and unfortunately, because of that, for the spirit of harlotry, it's called ministry. We have a spirit of harlotry. We don't know why we do it. Some people that cheat on their husband or spouse or cheat on the LM don't know why they do it. But a spirit of harlotry has caused them this trait.
And men are leading it. Like T.D. Jake, Creflo Dollar, you name them. They're the biggest whores. They're the biggest prostitute. And they're recruiting and leading our people into prostitution and in whoredom and serving these idols.
Exactly. If you do that, fear going to get on you and you can't get it off of you. And not unless the Most High get it off. That's what, if you're turning away from the harlotry, if you're turning away from what you're doing, has caused them this strait. We have to turn away from that. And they have played the harlot against their Elohim. They offer sacrifices on the mountains, burn incense on the hills, under oak, poplars, and terebinth, because their shade is good. They like to be under good shade in a good church with the fans going and so on and air conditioning. Therefore, your daughters...
They call it mega church. Mega church.
Exactly. Because your daughters commit harlotry and your bride commit adultery. Your bride. That's why our women, at the end result, do what they do, and we do it too, right along with them, because of that spirit of harlotry. It's not only regulated to the Most High. It becomes part of your innate nature in your communities, because you're not turned away from your harlotry on the spiritual element. It rides over to your physical life. So, well, why did I do it? So you hear him say, I don't know why I did that. But if you're worshiping something that is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, on the physical level, it's going to cross over. So I would strongly advise you, right, if you don't want to be adulterous in any sense of the word, especially in a spiritual sense against the Elohim, and you don't want to ride over into your personal life, you better get you some knowledge. Go ahead, Katriel.
So the codes for the nation of Israel, our nation, the nation that Yah chose. When we get married, we're supposed to have a ceremony called the token of virginity, which means when we get married, our wives are supposed to be what? They're supposed to be virgins. And in the marriage ceremony, she must produce the token of virginity, which means that at that ceremony of marriage, the marriage has to be consummated. Not on the honeymoon. No, right there on the spot. When you make a vow, you pay your dowries, she has to produce the fact that she's a virgin. And that code is lost in the world today. If you marry a virgin today, trust me, it's like finding gold in the Yellowstone Park in one of the freaking mountains in the forest.
But wait a minute, brother. Brothers, let me ask you this. Now, it's the virgin part that I'm wondering about. Now, I understand where you're coming from when you say about the ceremony and being consummated and all that. But what happens to the widow who stays Sullivan and then she remarries? Is she, what is, you know?
There's codes for that too. A widow cannot marry a priest, but she can marry another man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's no problem with that. She ain't got to go through the tokens of virginity. Everybody
right.
knows
That's
she's
what
a
I
widow.
Was wondering. Yeah,
oh,
I was wondering how they go about that.
Again,
so
it's just like...
You realize that Ruth remarried. Boaz. Okay.
But I was thinking about what he was saying when he said it had to be consummated right there on that spot.
And she's
you
a
know?
Yeah, she's
yeah.
a virgin. And she doesn't accept the aversion she does.
I'm talking about a typical marriage.
Right.
The typical marriage in our nation, which was probably prearranged, the female had to produce tokens of virginity. Because the man that's marrying this woman paid a dowry to the family for a virgin.
Right.
That's the code of our nation. That ain't what's going on now. People ain't looking for virginity. They're just looking for a wife. And she might have had 5, 6, 7 other dudes that she slept with before she got married. Ain't none of them married her. But you happy because you found her. You don't want to know about her past. And she ain't got to produce no tokens of virginity. This is my wife now. In these days. I'm
But
I'm saying that to say,
Our people were codified in ancient times, like probably many Eastern nations, like Afghanistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia. They got codes that they follow that clash with Western codifications.
Yeah.
Because in the West, they tell their young ladies, hey, go out and experience life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't emphasize being a virgin until you're married. Do you know that Venus Williams is still a virgin,
yeah,
and she's waiting till she gets married in order to break her virginity?
I didn't tell my daughters to go out and sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I told them quite the opposite. Find you a man, a man of the Elohim. But these youngsters, they want to do what they want to do. Then they suffer the consequence. Think, I'm going to sleep in the bed with you, okay? You made that bed, you sleep in it. Because I didn't told you the right thing. But these young folks, they're under this Western hemisphere, in this Western country, they're easily persuaded. They think because you're old, you don't know nothing. You'd have been around.
Did you know that Venus Williams?
Did
you know that Venus Williams? Did you know that Venus Williams is still a virgin?
Yes. Yeah, I know that.
And she's like in her 30s.
And that's good. That's good. Like you said, whoever get her is fine gold.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you said these days.
But that in itself, Sister Aviyah, is not enough. I mean, they got virgin over there in Arab. But if their thinkers are broken, they don't have the knowledge of Elohim. You just got a virgin. You
right.
Had a fool. And you just got a girl that ain't had sex, but a thinker is broken. If she don't have the knowledge of the Elohim, it's not a complete package. If she don't know the Elohim is not Elohim, you just got something superficial. And you got
the importance of a young lady being a virgin is that when she marries a man that's her husband, she's going to be molded by her husband and no other man.
Exactly. And unfortunately, sad to say, that's why our women are so messed up, and men. When you sleep with a lot of folks, you're molded by these people. And you don't even realize these people have an impact upon you.
Yeah, so that's why I always say sex is a spiritual thing.
Yeah. But that don't throw them all under the bus. But what I'm saying is that all of us, women and men alike, should get rid of our inequities, pray to the Most High for them, about them, pray about it, and move on. You can't go back to the same lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle. You know, and the Most High will take those broken molds off of you so you won't be impacted by those relationships, because I know this for a fact, personally speaking, every relationship you ever been in has an impact upon you. You can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't touch it, but it determines how you respond to things on a positive level or a negative level. That's why when you get rid of those inequities, you don't go back to that lifestyle, that have that spirit of harlotry on you, impacted upon the molds that were set upon you. And contrary is so right. Because that husband, if he's a good husband, will have a good impact upon that woman. And the relationship will probably be a lot lighter without other additional impact. But now, if she's a good woman or a good brother, such as the case of Boaz, I don't know what Boaz ever met. I don't think Boaz was ever married. But like I said, Ruth was married. But Ruth obviously had a constructive and positive relationship with her husband that passed away. And it impacted her. She could have had a rotten man. She would have gave Boaz some rotten problems and vice versa. But fortunately for Ruth, the husband she was married to had a positive impact on this Hebrew husband. And she brought the same baggage along, the positive nature of him, because she was a positive wife. And the end result, they had a constructive, although she was younger than Boaz, she loved Boaz. Because, you know, she appreciated what Boaz did for her. And so that had a constructive impact upon her relationship. So it depends on the person. It depends, especially in this Western Hemisphere. That's why I don't indict anybody, because we're all a hot mess. But what I'm saying is, when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better, and it helps improve and enhance your relationship with the Elohim, most important, and with your significant other. And so all those old molds are done away with because you're not focused on that. the past of negativity.
Okay, with all of old molds, it's, that's
right.
What I'm saying too. Now, say for instance, me,
right.
17 years.
Right.
So,
okay.
All that being said, I shouldn't even have none of that in me. The, you know, the as far as the load, the baggage, and all that other
mm-hmm.
load
yes.
from that man
mm-hmm.
I was with, and then plus with me getting codified, get understanding the yeah, and everything, I should be in the clear of any of that mess, right?
Yeah, I mean, you repented to the Most High, and you turned away from your inequities. I don't believe a residual effect that other has impact upon you.
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm saying.
You don't judge people based upon your past experience. You judge people on the freshness of your new life and the person you're with. And if they're associated with the LOM, they're connected with him. Your whole dynamics change because your whole perspective changed. And you're not inundated with the toxicity and the poison of any past relationship.
Right.
You feel that's on them. They ain't got nothing to do with the next person. Because the LOM, how the LOM treats me, I'm going to court that same treatment as some other woman or some other man. Because whatever I had going on is unfair to treat this person based upon the mold they impacted upon me. Let all that go. That ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on your relationship. You got to let that baggage
mm-hmm.
go. If that person or that woman or man is treating you right, that ain't got nothing to do with your past. He ain't got nothing. She ain't got nothing to do with that. And you change your inequities. You change away from you, the way you were living. You shouldn't want to have nothing to do with it. You should have a freshness of mind.
Uh-huh.
Stop carrying that baggage around. It ain't doing it, hampering you, and sometimes killing your relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be about it, but don't be about it. All right. Let's continue on in the indictment. He said, spirit of heartlessness caused them to stray. They played to holler against their LOM, and that is the result of that. They offer sacrifices on the mountains, churches, mosques, Buddha temples, under oak poplars, mega churches, timberies, because their shade is good. Not because what they're saying is good in there. It's a good spot. Therefore, your daughters commit harlotry as a result, and your brides commit adultery as a result. I will not punish your daughters when they commit harlotry, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart with harlots too. So if the men, I hear a lot of Hebrew Israelites trying
mm-hmm.
to denigrate down sisters. But you better look in the mirror. And you better get right yourself with the LOM. So you can have a constructive, positive relationship with your wife, and you can have a more constructive and positive relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't be trying to castigate, oh, she was so-and-so. What was you doing? Oh, she ain't no good. What was you doing? Godrea made a great point the other day. She wasn't hoeing by herself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a woman cannot be a prostitute or a whore unless a man is involved, right?
Bingo.
That's right.
Bingo. So don't try to denigrate and throw dirt on or throw shade on somebody. Get way mad at that shade, as a matter of fact. And see, we all dirty out here. That's what the Most High said. Don't be trying to talk about nobody. You ain't no better.
And y'all too.
Yes.
Men don't see themselves as whores or prostitutes, do they?
Yeah, but they are.
The Most High sees us as whores and prostitutes. He ain't just talking about the women.
No.
He's talking about the men and the women. All of y'all are whores and prostitutes. All of y'all. Men and women.
Praise y'all. And then, Kaja, they offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. You know, in some religions and some temples, they had harlots on deck. You can go in and have a menage a trois with the harlot. It was called a ritual harlot.
Ooh.
Therefore, and people who And therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled. You'll think that's okay to do harlotry in any form, ritual or not. And as a result, people who do not understand will be trampled by their own actions. Your own action will trample you. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, let not Yehuda offend. Do not come up to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Avon, nor swear an oath saying, as the Elohim lives. Because truth be told, y'all saying, all of you. He's not talking about one tribe. He says about all. Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn cat. Now, the Elohim would let them forage like a lamb in open country. Ain't nobody going to look out for them.
So, when the Most High is talking about Israel here, he's talking about the 10 tribes that were separated from Yehuda and Benjamin.
Okay.
And the prophet Hosea is in the time of King Rehoboam and King Jeroboam, which means that he's before the prophet Daniel. All this is he's talking about is before the prophet Daniel.
Yeah, the
he's giving ridicule, rebuke to the 10 tribes that's still in existence before they went into the Assyrian captivity, which shows that the book of Hosea should be way before the book of Daniel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yo, Cartrell, all of us need to stop being married to our past and being like Lot's wife, looking back wantonly. We need to stop being married to our past or having harlotry with our past because of the fact, looking back like Lot's wife didn't work for her, and it certainly doesn't work for us. You have to look forward. You have to get rid of your inequities. You have to get the knowledge of the Most High. You have to apply this codified knowledge and remain steadfast in looking ahead and stop looking back. Because looking back, you're gonna fall right back into a trap. It's true.
Well, I'll say this, Yamsu.
Yes.
We as a people don't know our past.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Yah is telling us we should know our past. Why? We should know our past so we could apologize to Him for what our ancient fathers did. And for what we do, if we don't know what our forefathers did, how can we apologize for what they did? Doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So we must know what they did, not glorify what they did, not imitate what they did, not try to duplicate what they did, but apologize for what they did, which is why we wound up where we are right now. And we have to apologize for what we do because we don't know we are as a people, as a nation, as an ethnic body. But we're trying to get to that point. So we got to know our past to know what our forefathers did. But we can't imitate what they did. We must apologize for what they did.
Exactly. Praise God. And in conclusion, Ephraim is drawing to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is rebellion. They commit harlotry continually. A ruler dearly loved dishonor. The wind has wrapped her up in his wings. And they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices, these false gods, entities, and idols, and the harlotry that they're doing against the Elohim.
So you know who Ephraim is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's Ephraim?
Ephraim was a tribe of Joseph.
And did Joseph act like what Yah is talking about Ephraim right here, right now?
No, Joseph didn't act like Ephraim.
So Joseph is ashamed of his seed. What y'all doing? Y'all ain't acting like me. Y'all ain't do what I did.
Right.
Joseph, you expect the best out of the tribe of Joseph because of what their father did. But unfortunately, they ain't nothing like their father.
No, there ain't nothing like that. Yeah, you would have checked a lot out of Ephraim Cartrell. And I'm sure they heard us about it.
That's why 10 guys followed him. But you got to know the history of our king, right? King Solomon, and you had his son, King Rehoboam. And the nation split under King Solomon's son, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and Jeroboam. You know what Jeroboam did? Jeroboam assigned anybody as priest, and he had no right to be king. King, and you're assigning anybody that wants to be a priest to be priest. That's not according to the codes of Yah. King Jeroboam, who was king of the 10 tribes after King Solomon, King Solomon's son, King Rehoboam. King Rehoboam, King Jeroboam, that's where the split came in. King Jeroboam, who's Ephraim. You introducing anybody to be a priest and you bow down to idols? Your father Joseph is turning over in his grave. That's why none of the kings of Israel were righteous kings, because King Jeroboam set him on the wrong path from jump.
Exactly.
And these things we got to know as a nation. We know about George Washington, Hamilton, Jefferson, all this, but we don't know about our own kings and what they did to get us in the position that we're in. We got to know this stuff.
Godrell, that's why redundancy is good and it's wonderful, and that's why we're redundant in our studies, as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is concerned, and his heritage, which is his nation. And to come to people that the Most High knows about the history, knows what mistakes we made, to find us universally scattered, and how to remedy that mistake. This is essential. Stop learning about everybody else's history. You're not Scottish. You're not Irish. You're not Anglo-Saxon.
You're not American.
No. You're three-fifths. Of a human, according to them. That's why you're an amendment. You've been sold on. They can tell you off any day of the week. You're amended. You ain't part of it. You amended. They're good at words, aren't they, Cottrell? Good at words.
How many Americans are there? There's North America, Central America, and South America.
Right.
The people in Central America are Americans too. The people in South America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, they're Americans too.
Exactly.
North America, you got Canada and United States. But people in the United States think that's an exclusive term. Oh, I'm an American.
Right.
You're an American? What does that really mean?
Right. Nothing.
You don't want the Central and South Americans to come to North America.
They better
not. You want to shut the borders down. Come on, man.
Yeah. And then all the Americas, as Katria alluded to, according to their globe, it's called the Americas. South America.
Central America, North America, and South America. And Brazilians are Americans. People from Chile and Panama are Americans. People from Canada are Americans. That's North America. South America.
Exactly.
Central America. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. A tidbit of information, Katria. Today I went studying, and I went to study who were the French, and they were called Gauls. And did Rome occupy them? They certainly did. So if you're wondering about the French, why they are so mean and inhospitable and despise us, now you know. Because when they go over there into the land of Ham, they go over there, they are very cruel. They certainly have no love for us either, truth be told. All right.
I'm going to tell you something about Americans.
Okay.
What kind of Americans do you got? The Irish people from Ireland, what do they say? They don't say they're American. They don't say they're American Irish. They say they're
Irish
American.
I'm Irish.
The people from Italy, they don't say they're American Italians. They let you know, first and foremost, they're Italian Americans. The people from China, they don't say they're American Chinese. No, they let you know, first and foremost, they are Chinese Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that comes from another country, another place,
they accentuate the ethnicity first, and then they say they're American. Chinese American, Polish American, German American, Russian American. We say Black African American. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? You're not accentuating your nationality, ethnicity. You're accentuating a continent, African American. People from China don't say I'm Asian American. People from Japan don't say I'm Asian American. People from Japan say I'm Japanese American. People from China say I'm Chinese American, right?
Right.
Okay. They don't say I'm American Chinese or American Japanese. No, they accentuate their ethnicity, nationality, and culture first and foremost. First, I'm Japanese, and then I'm American. First, I'm Chinese, then I'm American. First, I'm Polish, then I'm American. First, I'm Irish, then I'm American. First, I'm Italian, then I'm American. We say what? African, Black, American? What the hell is that?
Andre, they tell you, you should forget about all that lineage. That's not, that shouldn't be important to you. Just be this color. What?
White, purple, green, we all Americans. No? Why you say you Polish American then? Why you say you German American then? Why do you say you Irish or Italian American then? And you got parades all up and down Fifth Avenue. With your nation flag.
You need to forget about your lineage and your heritage.
Okay.
Okay.
While y'all remember yours and so proud of yours, I need to forget mine.
Exactly. You ever wonder? Think about it. We have, for lack of knowledge, of the L-O-M and one sip, our people perish. And it's certainly true, because the evidence doesn't lie. All right, Kadra, if you have no more commentary, I certainly have not. But I'm always ears open for beautiful songs.
You finished the chapter?
Yeah, I'm done, bro. Yeah, I'm done.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Let me look. You're right, Cartrell. You're right.
You ain't finish it, man. You got a lot more to go, bro.
I apologize. There's harlotry of Israel. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, harvest is appointed for you. When I return the captives of my people, I'm going to harvest some people out of you, O Judah. When I return the captives of my people. Y'all ain't right neither. I said, there's going to be a harvest coming out of y'all. You think all y'all going to come back here like a tear? No, it's going to be a harvest. When there be a harvest? Moses said, when I bring you back, I got a harvest to get out of y'all. Okay? Be very careful. You're on the right page and right code, and you have the knowledge that the Elohim suggest, infer, and imply about you, your lack of knowledge. Make sure you get that knowledge. And make sure not only you get it, that you apply it. Cry out for our iniquities against our ancients. Ourselves turn away from those iniquities, that idolatry. Gather ourselves together. You don't have to be standing in my room, my living room. But we should have the same mindset in regards to the L-O-M and one another, and which is helping one another, doing good by one another, supporting one another by all means that at our abilities, okay? Doing the right thing. Stop with the prostitution. Stop with the killing. Stop with the dishonesty. Stop with the, let me go back to what Yah says. I'm going to tell you exactly. Stop with all this. He says, stop with the, no truth or mercy or knowledge.
That's
of God. Stop with the swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery in the physical and our spiritual sense against the Most High. They break, as a result, we break all restraint with bloodshed, with the bloodshed upon bloodshed, because that's not working for us. It's working entirely against us. We have a code. Follow the code, please, for our sake, for our ancients and for ourselves today as we speak. Katria, I'm done now, brother.
No doubt. And y'all keep using that word prostitution. And he ain't just applying it to the female portion of our nation. He's talking about all of us are prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to change that around. That's crazy.
Exactly.
So idols. And who's the pimps? Creflo Dollar, TD Jake, Reverend Ike, Al Sharpton. These dudes are pimps. They pimping our people spiritually, right? They're taking advantage of them. And we prostituting ourselves to these idols that we serve. And y'all is telling us and giving us a chance to turn it around. So they could throw away the Old Testament if they want to, but our people need to really be studying this, right?
Exactly.
But Israel has behaved extremely stubbornly, like a stubborn heifer. Then how will Yah feed them like a lamb in the meadow? If we behave stubbornly, how are Yah going to feed us? Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. That's what you want to do? Let him go. Let him serve his idols. Their drink has become sour. They play the prostitute continually. That's what people do. That's what you want to do? You got to leave him alone. You could tell him, like, yo, y'all worshiping idols. You're bowing down to false gods. Bound down to the gods that your slave master gave you. But our God, the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has preserved us with his loving kindness and tender mercy. And we need to turn back to him and stop playing the prostitute with these idols that the nations make. It says, the wind has wrapped her up in its wings, and they shall be disappointed because of their sacrifices. Yeah, y'all thinking y'all going to heaven when y'all die, y'all meet Jesus in the pearly gates. Trust me, they'll be disappointed. Y'all think you're going to die and meet 70 virgins because y'all Muslim? You're going to have 70 virgins in heaven? You're going to be disappointed. You're headed straight for Sheol if you don't know the word of Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And clearly, he has us lined up. He has us marked. He's laid out our rap sheet. And what does he say? He said, but Yah has a charge. What's the charges brought against us as a nation? You're looking at Donald Trump and the United States government bringing charges against him. No, we better pay attention to the charges that the Most High is bringing against the children of Israel. He says, for Yah has a charge against the inhabitants of the land, meaning us, meaning there is no truth. Our people love lies. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Thanksgiving, or knowledge of Yah in the land. You talking about Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha, and you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you talk to our people, Yah is furious. What do you say? There's cursing, and you know our people, we curse all the time. I see women cursing at their children, and I'm shocked. Get your little black ass over here, little nigga. That's your son? And you talking to him like that? There's cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and committing adultery. They break the boundaries. We break every code that Yah gave us. And bloodshed causes bloodshed. Bloods and Crips. Yah keep shooting up people in our hood, in our neighborhood. And that bloodshed, it ain't going to stop. Oh, you kill my dude. You kill my nigga. So I got to get you, nigga. And we killing each other. Innocent lives dying right in our hood. Therefore, the land will mourn. And yeah, we don't sing the blues like we used to sing the blues, but we should be singing the blues because of all the bloodshed that's in our neighborhood. Matter of fact, they had a shooting last night in my neighborhood, like 5 or 6 shots. Helicopters in the sky looking for the shooter. Police sirens going off. I'm in Mount Vernon. This ain't the Bronx. This ain't Manhattan. This ain't Harlem. I'm in Mount Vernon. You got helicopters in the sky looking for somebody that got shot or the shooter. And the land is mourning. And everyone who dwells therein, in it will waste away. The people in this land, because of all the bloodshed, are truly wasting away in their stress, in their diseases, in their afflictions. So I'm not going to break down every verse. but go ahead.
Just that you was talking about the shots ringing out. Well, we, the Bronx and Mount Vernon, where you at, must be like twin cities, because I even put a little short video of cops out here, and they shot 4 or 5 times. And I don't know who they hit, but they hit somebody because the ambulance came and picked the body up. I don't know if the person survived or not, but it makes no difference. It's going on all around this world, just like you said, and y'all done warned us all. And they still out here doing the same thing, cursing at the children, committing adultery, all of it.
And y'all got a timetable. This stuff is not going to last forever. It ain't going to go on and on and on and on. Most are going to shut it down. Last night, the helicopters were circling my neighborhood for at least 2 hours. Every 2 minutes, they was passing over my building for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Helicopters looking for the shooter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Terrible.
We better get it right, because the more trouble increases, the more we need to get closer to the Most High. People are losing their mind out here. It's going to get worse, because our adversaries are putting more pressure on the poor, the needy, the fatherless, and the widow. And people are destitute. People are desperate, and they don't know which way to turn, because they don't hear truth. Mm-hmm. And so you tell the lies that people spread.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of people ain't accepting lies anymore.
Well, I guess Brother Pastor move along. Our brother got busy.
I don't know. He must be back there cooking or something. I'm getting
vitamin
C.
So
what happened?
He's talking about what happened. Are you
my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right. Exactly.
So we give thanks and praise to the Most High that we are able to dispense and get this knowledge, wisdom, understanding out there. Because there's no other way to lift up a destroyed people unless you bring them the knowledge that they should have.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Great job. So you ready to go home, Cadre, with the beautiful songs?
I'm ready when you are, no doubt.
I'm ready.
We have Psalms 109.
Mm-hmm. No, 110.
110.
Psalms 110.
Mm-hmm.
Another one by our King, King David. Short and sweet, 7 verses. We know King David was prolific in writing these songs. So let's see what he has to say in Psalms 110. All praise, glory, and honor to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for our King, King David, who was prolific in his ability to write these songs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yah, say to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool at your feet. Yah, I will send out the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule among your enemies. Your people offer themselves willingly in a day of your power, in holy array. Out of the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. Yah has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Yah is at your right hand. He will crush kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will heap up dead bodies. He will crush the ruler of the whole world, of the whole earth. He will drink of the brook on the way. Therefore, will he lift up his head. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So in this brief little song, King David is espouting prophecy. This hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. The Most High will send out his rod, the rod of his strength out of Zion, and he will rule among his enemies. Our people offer themselves willingly in a day of your power. We're going to offer ourselves to our King in holy array. Out of the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. And that speaks to restoration. The strength of King David's youth, he was a mighty man. And Yah has sworn. Yah don't just swear. When he gives his word, he means what he says and will not change his mind. He's talking about King David. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the man, the king, that met Abraham, our father, when he defeated the five kings of the Canaanites and rescued his nephew Lot. And Abraham gave him a tithe. Yah is at your right hand. He is not at the right hand of Yah. Wherever he goes, Yah is right there for him. He will crush kings in a day of his wrath, which means that the day of Yah's wrath, King David is going to be right there with him. He will judge among the nations, which is what we need now, because the UN ain't doing nothing. The UN is not doing anything insofar as judging wicked nations of the earth. And Yah will heap up dead bodies of the wicked. He will crush the rulers of the whole earth, because the rulers of the whole earth now, the rulers of the earth now, which are the Illuminatis, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, they determine what goes on in the earth, the World Bank, and all these people who do unrighteousness. The Most High said he will judge among the nation, he will heap up their bodies, he will crush the rulers of the whole earth, and people don't know who they really are. He will drink of the brook on the way, therefore he lift up his head. Yah's going to be magnified. Yah's going to be exalted, no matter who thinks they have power in earth as we speak. All praise to the Holy One of Israel for the insight of our King, King David. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah, Cartrell. Thank you very much. No, I had to let the dog in, Cartrell, because he was out there. I let him out, so I had to let him in. And on the way past the refrigerator, I made a quick sandwich. I do apologize. My family. All right. Well, you know, his family are Fanite. I would like to give praise and thanksgiving to the Elohim and bless his holy name. So if one is inclined, and so you should be, now is the time.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Brother Kasha. I'll wait for us.
Ladies first.
Well, as always, I give all my praises and glory to Yah. I'm so grateful and thankful for everything he's done for me in my life. I'm grateful and thankful that he put the breath in me another day and all of us to give me more breath every day, each evening, night, whatever, so I could praise him more, for I feel that's my purpose in life, among other things, that he would guide my way and have me to do. And I'm grateful for my family and that he let me live to even see great-grandchildren, and pray that Yah will continue loving and showing his mercy and grace upon us all.
Praise Yah.
Shalom to you.
Shalom, sister.
Yes. Well, I ain't got no great-grandchildren, but I do have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, as Sue used to acknowledge, I was ready to, like, quit life at 14.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got grandchildren. And I'm so grateful that Yah, you know, preserved my life, kept me alive, so I could give thanks and praise to him for the insight, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that is imparted upon me to allow me to serve him as a servant of Yah, to share with his people, to wake them up in the condition that we've been in. I never expected, you know, my life to be so impactful to so many people. And I just give thanks that the Most High allowed me to do this as a servant of his, because I love Yah with all my heart, soul, and might. And I will do anything for him because he has shown me the way. And I just pray that our people get on the same path, because he showed me
his spiritual relationship that he had with King David. And I've imitated my life after King David, that I should be doing the same thing that my king did, King David, our king, king of our nation, which gave him power and might in his humility and his love for the Most High, which all creation should have. And then he had a son named King Solomon who gave us wisdom to really get ourselves on the right track. Even though we criticized King Solomon, he put us on the right path to understanding what wisdom is and how we should have it to connect with the Most High. So I pray that my study, my service to the Most High has helped many people and even helped me to get, you know, my soul preserved with the loving kindness and favor that the Most High shows us. So I always give thanks and praise every day on a daily basis for every day that I live and for the opportunity that I have to share with my people and with Yah to magnify him, glorify him every day, not just today, not just tonight, but every day. All praise, Holy One, Yisrael. Hallelujah.
I'd like to thank the Most High for my family, my children. You know, they can be difficult sometimes. I'd like to thank the Most High for looking out for me when I wasn't cognizant of him looking out for me and taking care of me. I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to have my health restored and my soul restored. And they can have dominion over me to separate me from the Most High, a new heart and a new spirit and humility, most importantly. And I will give vows to the Most High in that regard in the great assembly. I would like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to be on this show with brothers and sisters that love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. It helped sharpen me, and I pray that I help sharpen them too, and sharpen the other students that study along with us. And there's no more I can say. Just God, thank the Most High for every day and the man that he would have me to become. Bless and praise his holy name. Hallelujah.
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 All right, y'all. It was a good study show, and I hope the fellow students enjoyed the studies. And most importantly, get your right knowledge and apply that knowledge, the Most High knowledge, to your life. Turn away from your inequities. As a matter of fact, we suggest you get a new heart and spirit. Go to the Most High in prayer for that. And we can do nothing for you and make the right application. Have a safe weekend. Come back to Most High willing and study with us this Monday coming. Most High willing, we'll be back. Godreal, Sister Avia, any closing comments or remarks to our fellow students?
As always, seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. Shalom and good night, sister.
Yes, we love Yah, family. Shalom and good night. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom and good night, brother. May the Most High bless. Enjoy this lovely song. We love y'all. Good night. Shalom.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away, we gon' love life is no tomorrow. Loving every minute and now, loving past our own power, we gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life is no to love life is no tomorrow. Oh yeah. Lay on down to the wine. Amen.
We're going to